Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Giovanni Cortolo back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Giovanni is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he's been hanging out with us now for more than a dozen years. He's been sharing his perspective and all the hard work that he does up there on behalf of you and me. Literally going best two falls out of three with the crazy people inside the Beltway who don't understand how important small businesses are, but he knows how important they are, and he fights for us and reports on how things are going, and he's going to do that right now. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I tell you, it's always good to be on your show.
Former small business owner too. He knows
Absolutely.
What it's like to make payroll and not get one yourself, right, Giovanni?
Absolutely. When I took the job, I said, look, Tom told me, who's the CEO here, he wants somebody who signs the front of the paycheck as well as the back.
Right.
I said, well, I'm your guy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, so one of the things I know you got on your mind today is something that's hitting a lot of small business owners and regular folks all the time, and these are some of the scams that are going across the marketplace out there.
Oh, yeah, Jim. I had this urgent call from the IRS criminal division. And, of course, at first I said, gosh, I don't know.
What have I done now?
And that's kind of what businesses feel anyway. But I knew these people at the IRS very well. Mm-hmm. So because we helped craft policy with them. And they said, look, I need this to get out to your membership. And I said, well, what's going on? He says, there is a pervasive scam going out there, and it's hitting a lot of small businesses. And basically, your HR person or your person that does your payroll or handles your accounting gets this email from the CEO and says, look, I immediately need all the W-2 information, addresses and everything from the workers. And so you look at it, and it's whoever it is at the top of the ladder, the owner, and so you get it, put it together in a PDF, send it to them. Unfortunately, it's not the CEO. It's even though they've tagged the name to the email, it goes somewhere else. And
so you're saying these people have gone to the trouble of finding who the CEO is and what their email address is?
Yeah,
and the person who has the information's email? So
well,
you're saying this is not some broad net casting that they're doing out there. This is finite targeting.
Yep, this is a strategic phishing. The CEO's email, they don't need to know because they're masking it with the name with a different email address that goes to somewhere else.
Right, but they've got to know his name or her name.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
That's my point. When you think of phishing, they don't know who these people are.
Until
it works for them and it comes back. But they've got to know names in advance on this, don't they?
Oh, they sure do, and they know how to target it.
These are people hanging out around you.
Yep. Well, we would like not to think so, but it's a warm email addressed mm-hmm. to that person specifically saying, mm-hmm. from the CEO saying, look, I need this information. I need it right now. And it's mm-hmm. one of those things where you just don't think twice when the CEO calls. I can tell you a number of small businesses where this has happened. It's you can check the news. I don't want to announce it over the air to embarrass them, but there was one grocery store in Dallas area that sent the emails, and think of what it does. Think of the impact it has on your employees mm-hmm. And that person who may be your, the person handling your accounting and their relationship to their fellow workers. I mean, this thing could be monumental, and it's just one of a number of scams that are perpetrated on small businesses every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I remember when I was in small when I was in a business, I used to get it by envelopes by mail saying, "Oh gosh, you just won this $1 million, uh-huh. and all you have to do." But it was by mail, and in today's world, they have other ways to get inside.
And they're getting more. They're getting more sophisticated, more deliberate, and more targeted. Apparently.
Oh yes, there's one where they hold hostage all your data.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now we've talked about that on the show. That's pretty ugly. So so folks, pay attention, and if you get something that looks a little creepy, pick up the phone. Hey boss, did you send me an email requesting this information? I promise you, your boss will like it if you do that. You'll be hailed as a hero, not fussed at. 20 Till, right back with Giovanni Cortolo. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.